Good evening, good evening. There's sheets by the sword over there. Shachinah v'kimana v'giyano l'azman hazeh. Amazing to be back. Our last. It's a pleasure to see everyone back together. I understand it's an element of Mesiras Nefesh to come tonight. A big Giants-Eagles game. Presidential debate. Hopefully tonight's shir will be as Lebedik yelling with the Milchamta Shel Torah as probably is happening right now in the debate.
Is there a mute button for the
shir? Very good. And it's amazing to be back. I must thank, first of all, the shul leadership for allowing this to happen. I think many of us believe that it's time to start to step forward, but to do it responsibly and safely. And the fact that we're spread out, and when you're not eating, please keep the mask on. And hopefully, we'll continue to be able to get back, bring chevra together, and to learn together, to eat together, to drink together, and to just grow together. I also have to thank tonight's sponsor, who sponsored tonight's shir anonymously. Bezuchus, continued and improved Achdus and Simcha in the community. So hopefully, l'chaim to that, and hopefully tonight's shir will go a long way in doing that. It's hard to believe our last shir together was March 5th. March 5th was our last shir. We're supposed to have the special March 19th, my 40th birthday shir, which was right when we closed down. March 5th, the shir was on making noise during Haman, and is it only for kids? Think about that. Over seven and a half months already was our last time we were here together, and I'm excited to be back. Tonight's shir, as we've been trying to do in the 4 years of 4.5 years of Thursday Night Live, is take things that we do and try to understand them better. Understand where they come from, what they're about, maybe some halachic discussion, some achshava, some musar, some chasidus, some chizuk, and try to better appreciate. And when acts go from meaningless to meaningful, so then they could inspire us and have a valuable impact on our everyday life. And I wanted tonight to take the topic of Shir Hamalos Al Naros Bavel. I'm assuming most of us on Shabbos, at our Shabbos tables, we sing or we say, or we try to sing, depending on the person. Michi could weigh in on who should sing it and who should say it. Shir Hamalos. And I probably doubt most of us say Al Naros Bavel. Does anyone here say Al Naros Bavel?
We used to say it during the 3 weeks in Chaverim.
Yeah, they used to say it during the 3 weeks in Chaverim. Okay. Anyone else say? Probably someone here had that stage in Eretz Yisrael where they were on, you know, after the tzitzits came out and the white shirts went on, they probably started saying Al Naros Bavel for a couple of weeks. And I'd like to try to understand Shir Hamalos and Al Naros Bavel, why they're said, and what the point, what the goal, what the reason is. It's interesting. Benching is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And there's four brachos to benching, three are d'oraisa, one's d'rabbanan. Why do we really have this intro of Shir Hamalos? Davening, we have Shema, but it's Psukim Zimra. Psukim Zimra is an important stepping stone. It's a relevant hakdama to the rest of davening, divrei shavach, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before we're going to makabel malchus shemayim and ultimately ask for a lot during Shmona Esrei. So the hakdama Psukim Zimra, I think, makes sense when you're looking at the construct of tefillah. But for benching, what shaychus is there to Shir Hamalos and the benching, and why? And that's one question. Right, the problem is when you sing and get labedic, it has the opposite effect a little bit. Ari, please take some food, take some drink. Cyril, you can take some food, not some drink. And the question to us is, why don't we say Al Naros Bavel? It's actually I looked through just now, and around 20 benches in there, it's like 50-50. I couldn't figure out new, old. Some of the benches, a lot of the benches have Al Naros Bavel in it, some don't. And I want to try to understand. So if you take a look at this source sheet, and if you don't want to follow along, hopefully you'll still be able to understand. There's a Magen Avraham in Siman Aleph, the first Siman in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. The Magen Avraham writes, Kasab Shla, it's on page 3. I know it's the first page, but it's page 3. Says the Magen Avraham, Kasav Shlo, the Shlo writes, Shebechol Suda, Yomer Al Naros Bavel. Every Suda, at every Suda, we should say Al Naros Bavel. Al Naros Bavel is the capital in Tehillim. It's on the very last page. This will probably be part one, part two. We'll try to understand and develop some insights into Al Naros Bavel and Shira Malos. Al Naros Bavel describes the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Imeshka Chech Yerushalayim comes from the capital of Tehillim, Al Naros Bavel, Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin 137. Says the Shla, according to by the Magen Avraham, at every Suda you should say Al Naros Bavel, and on Shabbos, Yomar Mizmor B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivat Zion, which is Tehillim 126, Kuf Chaf Vav. So the question is why? The Magen Avraham doesn't say. The Shla just says, on a weekday say Al Naros Bavel, and on Shabbos say Shira Malos. Why should it be said, A? B, why the distinction between weekday and Shabbos? And what's this doing in Siman Aleph? Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, he's Gaber Ka'ari, wake up like a lion. This is the start of the day. I wake up, Modani, Siman Beis is getting dressed. Antil Shaddai, Masha Yotzer, Brachos. What is this doing? This should be in Hilchos benching. This should be in Hilchos Berachos Amazon, Chelek Beis in Mishneh Berurah. This is in Siman Aleph. Why? What's the point? And this is quoted by the Mishneh Berurah as well. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Aleph in Source 2 quotes this Shla verbatim like the Magen Avraham. So what's the point? Why are we saying Al Naros Bavel and Shira Malos? Does anyone have any insights for us? Okay, I picked a good topic. What about Barry? What does that have to do with your meal? So very good. So the Shla, who the Magen Avraham is quoting, quotes the Zohar. Let's read the Zohar inside. I just said we turned 40 recently. The Zohar, quoted by the Shla, says as follows. And I have the English on the side as well. Man di is adein al peture umis aneg be'enun michlin. Someone who's enjoying his table and enjoying the foods on the table from misaneg, oneg, tanugim. Is lon la'adchara. He should remember uladaga and to worry al kedusha de ara kedisha on the sanctity, the holiness of the land of the Holy Land, val hechala de malka de ischarib and the temple of the melech, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Ubegena hu atzivu tiu kamis atziv, and with that sadness that he expresses al paturei on his table, bahu chedva umishtia during the festive meal. And the drink that he's having, the Taman Kutsabrichu in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chashiv ki lubana beise, ubana kol enon charvei de bemikdasha, zacha chulke. A person who does that, a person who expresses a sadness during the festive meal, it's as if he built the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if he built the ruins, and he receives a reward. That's the Zohar. So the Shla quotes the Zohar, and the Shla in Source 4 writes, in the end of the first line, Al Kain Nogin Lomar Mizmor Al Naros Bavel Kodem Birkas Hamazon. Says the Shla, based on the Zohar, the Minhag developed to say Al Naros Bavel. Al Naros Bavel is all about the destruction of the Mikdash. In Eshkechech Yerushalayim Tishkach Chimini, the brokenness, the sadness. So at the meal, now it's interesting. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky points out that the Zohar says during the meal, the Shla says before benching. So he says, because really during your meal, you're not supposed to talk, it's dangerous. But in any event, it's to express the Churban HaMikdash at a time when we're, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in a minute, at a time when we're so happy, we're excited, it's easy to forget that really, ultimately, something is still lacking. So we say the paragraph of Al Naros Bavel. Why don't we say that on Shabbos? There's no avelis, there's no sadness, it's a happy time. To sit there and cry, it's not appropriate to think about, to discuss, to promote the idea of Churban HaMikdash on Shabbos. So says the Shla, Alkei Nogin Lomar Mizmor Al Naros Bavel, Kodim Berkas Mazim, Repraki Yashulchem Mokom is Bach. It adds more, Barry. Barry was saying the idea is because you're eating, and you're eating, you're happy. So when you're happy, like at a chuppah, we break the glass. So too at a meal, we talk about Churban HaBayis. It's more than that. The Shulchan is like the Mizbeach. Shulchan is B'mokom HaMizbeach. So Mizbeach, Churban HaBayis. So when you're eating is an appropriate time. Okay, about by Masina Rabbim, lo yesh ha-mizbeach ba'atzmo, we don't have mizbeach, so yizkor, oy lebanim shegolim el-shulchan aviyam, woe is to his children who were sent into Golis. And this explains why it's in Siman Aleph. Because what does the Shulchan Aruch say in Siman Aleph? In Source 5, roi l'chol yari shemayim, she meitzar v'doeg al-churban beis ha-mikdash. That's in Siman Aleph. So on that, says the Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, that we should say on Aros Bavel as a way to express our sense, our pain, and our worry, and our brokenness over Churban HaMikdash. And that's really the first track. We're not going to read Source 5, the Seder Hayom, who's writing in the 1500s, who has a beautiful language as well, that the point of Al Naros Babel is to express the Churban HaMikdash. Why during a meal, either because Shulchan's B'makam Mizbeach, it's a time of simcha, or it just guarantees that you do it every day. People eat every day, twice a day. Certainly back in the time of the Gemara, they had bread twice a day. We spoke about this in the Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. The calculation has two benchings a day. They had bread. You have a suda, so it's just it's a guarantee that you'll feel the avelus twice a day. That is the first track. And before we get to the second track, the second mahalach, the second approach, why don't we do it today? Why don't we say on the Rosh? I don't know anyone. And the last couple days, as I've been preparing, I texted every flipped out part of my language from person I know, and none of them say. Anyone know anyone who says on the Rosh?
Only the Hask people, but they say it in Hask.
Okay.
My
Seriously. Really? Is that a Reb Judah Michelle thing?
No, this is before Reb Judah got involved. When I was in
Hask. Minig Hask to say on the Rosh Bavel.
That's it. Like every day, like this guy. And they would sing it also to the mic.
Wow. To what tune? Fascinating. Yeah. I didn't text anyone from Hask. Interesting. So I'll tell you why I think Reb Judah is not that way. So why don't we do it? Why don't we say it? Why don't we say it? We should express Churban HaMikdash. It's a good thing to think about once in a while.
Too difficult, too depressing.
Oh, so there's three approaches I saw. Many say not to say. In fact, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arabach, it's quoted in Source 7. Erev Tishrav, we'll come back to this, because Erev Tishrav, you actually don't say Tachanun. So you really should say Shir Amalos, right? Erev Tishrav, the Sudam of Sekes, Rosh Hashanah Zalman would wail and say Al Naros Bava with tremendous feeling. It makes sense. In Erev Tishrei have to talk about Churban HaMikdash. But they write in Source 9 in Halicha Shlomo in parentheses, right before the parentheses, the Kohen Berakas Mazon Yomer Mizmor Al Naros Bava. He's talking about Berakas Mazon on page 4 on the bottom. Mitoch his Orus Rabba, tremendous inspiration. Ubishari Moshe Shana Lo Nahag Lo Omro. Rosh Shlomo Zalman's approach, he didn't say it. He didn't say on Aros Bavel. That's one approach. Why? We'll try to come back to this in a little bit. That's one approach. I saw a fascinating insight in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, which is a compilation of Minhagim. They quote that the Minhag Chasidim, Talmid Chachamim attributed to the Baal Shem Tov, the Darkei Chaim Hashem was the Munkacher, the Liskarov, I don't know, I mean, probably from Lisk, but the Liskarov, he, based on the Baal Shem Tov, said Shir Hamalos every day. Anyone seen that minhag? Shir Hamalos every day. Why? Why do you say Shir Hamalos every day? So they explain as follows. The Yismach Moshe, one of the great rebbes, was very bothered. How is it that the Hasidim walk around besimcha all the time? Isn't that a stira to the Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph? The Shulchan Aruch we saw says, Roi l'chol yari shemayim. It's fit, it's appropriate, it's proper for every God-fearing Jew to be doeg umetzar achurban abayis. So they're walking around all day besimcha. Isn't that a stira, a contradiction to the Shulchan Aruch? It's not appropriate to be happy all the time. The Gemara talks about the fifth paragraph of Brachos, when they were too happy, they broke a glass. That's the minhag for us, to break a glass under the chuppah. How is it possible? That was a question he was bothered by. And he went to the Rebbe Milublin, And the Rebbe said that it's the Chovas Halavavos. The Chovas Halavavos language is Tzahala Bifanai, or Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahala V'samecha. Tzahala Bifanai, there is a smile, a joy in my face, the Avelai Belibi, but a mourning in my heart. He said, it's okay, the fact that you have a smile on your face doesn't contradict the feeling of avails in your heart. And he gives a mashal. He says that you have a king who was banished. He was banished from his palace. He was captured. And he's out. He's around. And he comes to someone's house on his way back, on his journey back to his palace. He comes to someone's house to live there, to rest there, to stay there, to visit. The host is broken that the king is out of his palace. It's hard to see the king not in his palace, but at the same time, he's very happy that he gets to host the king. So says the Rebbe Milublin, that's exactly our feeling. We are sad that the Melech, Malchei HaMelechim, is not in his palace in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. There's sadness. But where is the Melech? He's in us. The Shekhinah is now in each and every Jew. We create the Shekhinah in our own home. So he says, that's the pshat. If we would say, Al Maros Bavel, we wouldn't have that simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us. So that's that balance between Tzahala Bifanai, the Avelai Belibi. We can have Avelas in our heart, but let's express it in a happy way, because we have the Shekhinah, so the Baal Shem Tov would say, Shir Hamalos, even during the week, I've never seen that minhag. The opposite approach is one of the most beautiful paragraphs I've seen, an honest and open discussion of a posek in Source 11 from the Ber Moshe. The Ber Moshe is Reb Moshe Stern, also known as the Deber Tzinner Rav. Moshe Stern was born in 1914. He was a dying in Hungary in Debrecen, and he was taken to Bergen-Belsen, survived Bergen-Belsen, was a Rav in Buenos Aires for 2 years, I think 1947, 1948, he was 51, 52, and then came to Brooklyn, to Bar Park, and he wrote Tshuva Svar, many volumes called the Ber Moshe. He passed away in 1997, and he's buried right here in Woodbridge, at the, what's it called, the Beth Israel Cemetery, right here in Woodbridge. He has a fascinating Tshuva. It's unbelievable what he writes. Take a look in Source 11, in the second line. It's incredible. He writes, V'kan ani omer umodia barabim. Here I'm going to say it's page 5, source 11, the second line, the middle of the second line. V'kan ani omer umodia, I say and I announce, barabim, in public. The Sefer is being read by thousands of people. B'hi yosi bachar tzayir liyamim. When I was a young bachar, and some he's referring to in Hungary, Tamid Amarti Al Naros Bavel Lifne Birkas HaMazon B'yamim Shomrim Tachanun. On a regular day we say Tachanun. Says the Deber Tzinner, the Ber Moshe, or Moshe Stern, I always said Al Naros Bavel. The Chaverai Sachaku Mimeni. My friends made fun of me. The Chaverai Elohayu Meha Mischadshim. These weren't, I don't know, what's the right way to say that? They weren't like Maskilim, you think? Mischachim? They weren't Maskilim. They weren't super modern. They weren't these people who were like old, out with the old, been hugging. Elamamish mehepech lehepech, the opposite. Then any wrote to Lefarish b'shem am a force. I don't want to say who they are. V'dvar Hashem b'chiyai gabda, Hester davertov. It's good to be quiet. It's good to be hidden. I don't need to say who it is. Like we would know. Right? Like we would know. But let's be, maybe they were famous, they became famous people. I don't know. So my friends made fun of me. It's so interesting that he's being honest. My friends made fun of me, so I stopped doing it. The ko avru shanim achar shanim. Year after year, I stopped. I did not say al naros bavel. V'achar kach lifnei shanim achadim. After a certain number of years, ayde maisa, based on something that happened, he doesn't say what. Hischalti lomar odapam al naros bavel, konim berkas amazon, midei yom yom. I started again to say Anaros Bavel. Vani Omer, Ve'odia Barabin, let me tell you, and I'm announced publicly, Shemei Oz, Hischalti lahargish his orus gadol v'chol remach ivari shesagidi. I started to feel a tremendous inspiration in all my limbs. Unbelievable. V'agam shenira kegeus v'yura'ai. It looks like arrogance. When you do something else is doing, it's an arrogant thing to do. Lo ichpat li. I don't care. Yomar halomin mashi yomar. People want to say what they're going to say. Let them say what they're going to say. V'ani ba'atzmi yodea shelo legeus v'yura'ai kasavti. I know myself. I'm not doing this for arrogance. I felt this is the right thing, and I felt a tremendous inspiration to think about Churban HaBayis. V'ani bazes nafshi hitzalti. I saved my life. Ela k'dei l'sakein es asher hisakti v'hisalti arata. I have to try to save and fix what I did. Maybe others will learn from me. And look what he says here. That would be my reward from all my work. He wrote 12, 15, 20, 30 svarim. The reward from all my work in my life will be that people will start saying, Anaros Bavel. This is being written in Bar Park in 19... I don't know. He wrote his first volume in 1969. So this is the eighth volume. Somewhere in the 70s, 80s. Ubatuach ani she'alfei todos yachzikuli. Thousands of thank yous they'll give me. Elu, sharatelo amran arz bavel. Those who until now haven't been saying it. Da'ata hischilu lomar an arz bavel. Begal elu advarim she'kasafti l'shem shemayim. Unbelievable. He goes on to say that those, I daven, for those who are going to be made fun of for saying it, I daven that you shouldn't stop saying it when they make fun of you. He goes on to quote in Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, we shouldn't be embarrassed by those who make fun of us for doing mitzvahs. He says you shouldn't fight with them if they do make fun of you. But the Ber Moshe, why not say it? He says he stopped saying it, and ever since he started saying it, he started feeling a tremendous orus, an inspiration to feel the Churban, b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh, b'chol ramach yivarim u'shesagidim. The Ber Moshe is understanding that there's no reason to stop saying it. You know, Shlomo Zalman didn't say it, Rechaim Kanievsky, we'll see in a minute, didn't say it. I don't know anyone who says it other than Camp Hask now. I'm going to text some chevra tonight to find out what's pshat. That they do say it, maybe like this Ber Moshe. Why not feel the Churban? Now, Yaakov is saying that...
They only say it during the 9 days.
Oh, now, okay. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman and Sudam Afsekes, they extended that to the 9 days. You just found out?
I say it.
Okay. Still, that's 9 days more than I say it. So maybe what Yaakov's saying is an element to feel that Churban all the time. I mean, we do have halachos, right? There's halachos Shulchan Aruch, which the Mishnah Berurah says doesn't really apply anymore. When you bring out your food on your table, you're supposed to leave something out. When you paint the house, you're supposed to not paint. You're supposed to leave. I think it's Dal, I don't remember right now. I'll measure it. I'll measure it in my house tonight. We do have halachas, but if you're going to every day really feel it, and really think through what it means and be meitzar v'doeg, I guess what Yaakov is saying, and I think that's what the Baal Shem Tov is saying, is that it could break a person. The Baal Shem Tov went the opposite extreme and even said Shir HaMalos during the week. So, okay, maybe we're not going to do Shir HaMalos for the week, but to not do Al Naros Bavel. So those are there's the three approaches. There's Rav Shlomo Zalman and others who don't say it, maybe for what Yaakov is saying. You have the opposite extreme, which is the Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov and others, who say Shir HaMalos during the week. Sahala Befanai V'Avelai Belibi. I think it's a great quote of the Chavos Lavavos. Sahala Befanai V'Avelai Belibi. And then this position of the Ber Moshe, I don't think he's saying that you have to, but he's saying it's a good thing, and he started doing it, and it helped him a lot. That's all within one approach, that the reason for Al Naros Bavel is because of the Churban, and Shir HaMalos, we can't express sadness. In fact, Shir HaMalos talks about, in a glowing, an excited, simchadik way, about return. There's a whole other approach. A whole other reason why we say Al Naros Bavel, which maybe could justify why Some of us don't today. There's a Mishnah Brura in Source 12. There's a Mishnah Brura in Source 12. The Mishnah Brura writes, the Shulchan Aruch said you shouldn't talk during your meal. Says the Mishnah Brura, afilu b'divrei Torah. During your meal, you shouldn't even talk and learning. But says the Mishnah Brura, v'davka b'shas achila gufa mishum sakana. Only when you're actually eating food in your mouth, you shouldn't talk. It's a halacha. But between bites, between courses, not a problem. U'mitzvah kol adam lilmo Torah al shulchano. There's a mitzvah on every person to learn at his table. Shekol shulchan shelo amr alav divrei Torah. Any table where there's no Torah set at that table, kilu achlu mizivchei mesim. Where's that from? Pirkei Avos. Shlosha shachlu neim b'neim divrei Torah, kilu achlu mizivchei mesim. We'll see that in a second. It says the Mishnah Brura, it submits on every person to learn on his table, otherwise it's as if you ate mizivchei mesim. So it comes along, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky in Source 13, and he says, you see from this Mishnah Brura that you don't really need to stay on Aruz Bavel. What's the point of on Aruz Bavel? Mishnah Brura is in the quote, what's the point of on Aruz Bavel? Says Rabbi Chaim, to have Torah. You have to have Torah at your meal. So how are you going to guarantee that you have Torah at your meal? You say on Aruz Bavel. And how he proves this? Look at what he writes. Well, the Mishnah Brura continues. He quotes the Shla, Yilman Mishnah, Halacha, Agada, Sefer Musar. Vino Yotzi Mash Mavark Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon is not enough. V'tov Lomar Achar Birkas Hamotzi Mizmor Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. Do Divrei Torah Tfila Mazonosav. You should say at least that paragraph. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I don't understand. Are you saying on Aruz Bavel? Are you saying on Aruz Bavel? If you're saying on Aruz Bavel, why do you have to learn something else? Say, you don't have to learn. You have to learn. So if you're saying on Aruz Bavel, you're Yotzi with on Aruz Bavel. It's a paragraph in Tehillim. That's learning. Why is Mizmor Hashem Roi Lo Echzar any better or any worse? So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you see from the Mishnah Brura that he's talking about someone who didn't say on Aruz Bavel. If he said on Aruz Bavel, you wouldn't have to say it. So what do you see? So he says, you see that the whole point is that you have to learn at your table. What do you have to learn? Learn whatever you want. But by saying on Aruz Bavel, A, it guarantees that you're going to learn because you have to say something. And says the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky that if you're going to learn, you might as well learn something which also helps you remember the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But that's not the reason why you say on Aruz Bavel. The reason why you say on Aruz Bavel is so that you have Torah on your table. What did he say?
Yeah.
It's shorter than Aruz Bavel.
No, but I mean that in a serious way. The fact that this was chosen as a centerpiece of having this Kuda without being with Torah, and this is inserted so that we accomplish the very part of the Kuda thanks to the question.
Why that? Yes, so he says. Right.
That's why he said,
if you take a look at the bottom line on the right side. He says, Ella Korchach, Shagam Anaris on the source 13. Shagam Anaris Babel, Ikrami Rasa Homishum Shemitzva Lumar al Shulchan. Rak Shakasav Ashla, Shesh Inyan Lakayin Dinzeh, Banaris Babel, Kide Laskir Besuda Esachorban. Adal Misho or Mizmo David, Ainsarch Lumar Gam Anaris Babel. Buhodin Lehepich. More than that, he's asked, if you will see it a little bit later, he says, you have to say on Aruz Bavel? He says, you have to say on Aruz Bavel or Mizmor LeDavid. And other poskim say, if you learn, you don't need to take a flip it over for a second, page four, the next page, source 14, Rav Nevin Saul, Shlita, Rav of the Ir Atika, any Nativ Arya tell me the name? Oh! It's for you. Hayim Chayavim Lomar on Aruz Bavel. He has Svarim on different times of the year. So he has one on Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks and 9 days Tishrei B'Av. In the back, he has short Shelos HaTshuvos. He's asked, Hayim Chayavim Lomar on Aruz Bavel, Lefnei Birkas HaMazon, B'Yom Sheinu Mashir HaMalos. Do you have to say on Aruz Bavel? His Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, did not. Tshuva, ikar minag hu kdei lomar divrei Torah al ha-shulchan. The minag is to say divrei Torah. Vilis kras Yerushalayim. Yes, like Reb Chaim, the minag is to say divrei Torah, but it's good to also talk about Yerushalayim. V'im amru divrei Torah besuda, yesh makam lahakel v'lo lomar. Those who talk learning at the table, if there's other Torah at the table, no need to say, I'm not responsible. You have to learn. Okay, this is not like the first track. The first track, you're saying it to be Miss Abel, to express the pain of the Chorban. He's saying, and I think it goes well with this Reb Chaim Kanievsky, your goal, the mandate, is to learn. If you have a Dvar Torah, if you do your kids' partial questions, assuming that counts as Dvar Torah, probably, maybe depends on if he's just reading it and not understanding it or not. There's a Parsha, there's a Dvar Torah, you criticize the rabbi's drasha, that's Divrei Torah also, and then you wouldn't need to say, Al Naros Bavel, he doesn't say Shira Malos, but seemingly it's the same thing. The same reason why you have to say Al Naros Bavel is why you have to say Shira Malos. So if there's Divrei Torah, then you have Divrei Torah. Okay, you're losing out. Rafi's making a good point. It sounds like it, because Rabbi Chaim and Akasha, it's a little bit more uplifting. But if you have Divrei Torah, so they would say that you don't need to say Al Naros Bavel, Shira Malos. It's for a totally different reason. It's to have Torah. And it comes from Source 15, which is the Mishnah in Avos.
But if you're interested in a kotel each night, you would see Rav Devensol going around the barak and actually going to a window and crying every night. So you go and watch him really shed tears, crying at the human actually in Kabbalah Alush life every single day. So he also experienced, he was experienced that every single day to the point where he was crying. So
he's saying he didn't need it.
I mean, his perspective is he's really living it. He's really looking
right,
at
it. I mean, crying, so. It's hard to say that he's paskening a halacha for everyone based, I don't think you're saying that, based on his experience, but you're pointing out that, right, for him, who was Miss Abel, and he did feel it, obviously, that's beautiful, though. I didn't know that.
Every time you watch him, he's like, wow, he's really crying over his life. And we're looking and through the window, you see our body.
Right, even though he lives there, and he hasn't been desensitized to it. Beautiful, beautiful. So it comes from Mishnah Avos. The Mishnah says that Shloshah Shachla Shulchan V'lo Amar Divrei Torah, it's as if they ate from a korban of Mason. It's interesting that the Bar Tanura, and he's quoting from a Rashi, says that your Yotzei, that halacha with benching. Benching has Divrei Torah in it. Benching has Pesukim. In fact, the Tosfos Yontif says that some say the three brachas d'oraisa correspond to Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Nevi'im, Yoshua is the second bracha. The third bracha is David and Shlomo, which is the beginning of Ksuvim. It relates to Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So even though that's true, the Tosfos Yontif says it can't be your Yotzei and Birkas HaMazon. If you're Yotzei and Birkas HaMazon, who's the Mishnah being said about? Rishayim, who don't bench? So the Tosfos Yontif said, obviously, benching doesn't count. You have to have Divrei Torah. The question I have, I don't have a good answer for this, and maybe the Chevra could help me. According to both Pshatim, whether the reason why we say Al Naros Bavel, Shira Malos, is Churban HaMikdash, or Divrei Torah, why is it limited to someone who washes? You have Pasal Kisnin, you have Mizonos, you have a Kiddush and Shul, you're making out. You're saying you're having. You make an alamichya before alamichya. Say Al Naros Bavel. You're saying the simcha that the Zohar is describing is by bread. Okay, ain simcha al basar v'yayin. You sit down. You have a barbecue and a big glass of wine. You have full simcha. Probably more than the peanut butter and jelly I had for lunch today. Lechem ki al lechem yichi adam. But why not before you say alamichya? Say Al Naros Bavel. And even if it's Divrei Torah. Why by Divrei Torah does it have to only be if you have bread? What's the inyan? Why do you even have to learn before you eat? Learn while you eat. You always have to learn. So if I was Yotzei my learning for the day, I did a daf, I did a Mishnah Yomi, Nach Yomi, I did everything I needed to do, Mishnah Brura Yomi, I listened to the Torah from OT WhatsApp. I was Yotzei all my learning, and now I'm sitting down at dinner. Why do I have to learn while I'm eating.
I think it's two separate things. Learning while you're eating is because eating is your mezbech, that mezbech is based in English. So you're going to elevate your food, so you learn Torah over it.
So why only bread?
So why bread? I think maybe the reason why bread, because they know that you're going to eat at least one real meal a day. So at least one time a day, you're going to say, I don't know, you can have the ingredients in the base in English.
Okay. Could be. I don't have it. I don't have it totally worked out. I'm just raising.
I think if I looked in this, when I looked at the sukkah, like why is there food we have in the sukkah versus like if you have a huge chicken dinner or a meat dinner, and there's no mezonos and no bread or
because the kvius, right?
Right. So like you really need to eat in the sukkah or not? And I think it might just be like a time thing. Like where nowadays it's normal to have a meal without bread.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the case.
They had bread. They ate right. There was no Atkins and all those diets back then. They ate bread. Kialachim yichyadam, right? So that's again. That's to review quickly. Those are the two major approaches here. Either it's for Churban HaMikdash, maybe not to do it today because to be broken with sadness, or because we're upset that there's no Beis HaMikdash. The Melech Kadosh Baruch Hu was banished from his palace, but he's in with us. There's a simcha, there's shachanti besocham, and besoch kolacha v'achad. HaKadosh Baruch was here, so there's a degree of simcha for that. The Deber Chinner, the Ber Moshe, who's very, in a very moving and personal way, did say it, stopped saying it, started saying it again, and could be it's kedai to do that. Hask took that minog for the 9 days. And then there's another approach that's about learning. And I have been at people's houses. When usually it happens when like you're rushing to go to like early mincha and you don't have time for shir hamalos, where you'll hear people say, "Oh, we said divrei Torah, you don't need to say shir hamalos." There is that approach which is based on the Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky and Rebbe Nevin Sol as well. I want to close with one of my favorite divrei Torah of all time, based on shir hamalos, which I heard in the name of Rebbe Shlomo Karbach, which is a beautiful insight. Usually you say the insight and you start singing the song afterwards. Maybe Cirilli, will lead us. We say in Shir Hamalos, and if we have part two, we'll shed more light. We say, Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiksoru. Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiksoru. The simple understanding is, Zorea, the one who plants, who sows, Bedima, what's Dima? Tears, Berina Yiksoru, will harvest with joy. No pain, no gain. Right? Lafum Tsara Agra. Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiksoru. I heard, I tried finding it, searching online, I couldn't find where it is. But Shlomo Karbach has a different, you switch where you put the comma. Hazorim Bedima Berina Yiksoru. A person who could plant Bedima with tears and still be Berina, still be with joy, even when he's Zorea Bedima, that person Yiksoru, that person will harvest. At the end of the day, the person who could take the tears, and even with the tears, Azorim Bedima Barina, that person ultimately Yiksor, because there's a lot, as we've seen over the last 7 months, there's a lot of Dima, there's a lot of tears, there's a lot of hardships, there's a lot of pain. If we could get through that and still be Barina with all that, and that's our anonymous sponsor tonight, and we thank who sponsored this, B'zechus added Simcha. It's not just, hey, things will get back to normal, then we'll be B'simcha. Even B'simcha, when they're crazy as they are right now, that's a person who'll be sore, and hopefully together we'll continue to be back and we'll be able to harvest whatever we're going to harvest together, B'simcha. And maybe surely we're going to sing that song, or it's a little awkward, I know.
Most people don't know it.
I'll just sing that song.